This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Chicago's had celebrations for sports championships in the past, but not like the one today. The downtown parade and rally for the Chicago Sky marks the first for a professional female team. And for those who were there, they hope it's not the last. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Vanessa Adams was more than 300 miles away Sunday night when her favorite sports team clinched the WNBA title. Today, the entire team, including Candace Parker and Kalia Copper, were just feet from her on the stage at Pritzker Pavilion.
I just left Kentucky, came here, and now I'm here. This is great.
Adams was joined by several thousand fans who packed the pavilion and lawn to celebrate the team's first WNBA title and first major sports championship for women in the city's history. It was a sea of blue under a perfect sunny sky. People there were young and old of all races and backgrounds and there to celebrate the team's victory. The Sky took the series after a hard-fought battle with the Phoenix Mercury and they got their win at home. Katie Drennan took a day off from work to be here with her 7-year-old daughter to witness the parade going down Michigan Avenue.
This is huge. It sets the tone. It's the first one for Chicago Sky that they're bringing it back. They're going to start a tradition. We're going to be back next year, so this is huge.
For Aprecia Faulkner, the Sky's victory Sunday night gives Chicago something to be proud of and a break from other things that make the nightly news.
We see the news every night. We know what we know what's happening around the city. Sometimes it's good to hear the beautiful things that's happening in the city and remind us that even though there are bad things that are happening, there's good things happening too.
As in any celebrations, politicians came out to join the fun. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says while she's proud of the team's accomplishments on the court, it's how they carry themselves off it that makes her beam even more.
Being real leaders and role models and making sure that young girls all over the city, state, and country see the example that they have set. And young boys as well. They are tremendous, tremendous leaders, and we owe them our thanks, our heart, and yeah, a repeat next year.
A repeat of next year? Sounds like the days when Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls dominated the NBA a generation ago. That's when little Candace Parker, the Naperville native, now Sky star, was watching at home and thinking perhaps one day.
Watching the Chicago Bulls parades and the Chicago Bulls rally on television and just like dreaming of being in that moment, like dreaming of bringing a title to your hometown, like to do it with a special group in front of a city that showed up. We turned up at Wintrust.
The team was feeding off the energy of today's crowd and those in it, like Tanit Ingram, who saw her team climb to the top of the league at Sunday's game. Chicago is a great sports town, but I asked her this about her Chicago Sky.
So Chicago has had a lot of past champions, Cubs, White Sox, Bulls, Bears. Where do they sit in with you in your heart?
Number one, all day, every day. Count it.
Michael Puente, WBEZ News.